From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
I don't know, Adams. The U.S. war effort in Afghanistan is down to its final mission, to locate and destroy Osama bin Laden and what remains of his al-Qaeda network. Pentagon officials say that all U.S. airstrikes are now being focused on the Tora Bora cave and tunnel complexes in eastern Afghanistan, where al-Qaeda fighters are making their last stand.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld today said other countries are being asked to let the United States itself take custody of senior al-Qaeda leaders. President Bush, meanwhile, said the Afghanistan war is a model for how the U.S. military will fight in future. More from NPR's Tom Gelton at the Pentagon.
Osama bin Laden, if he's still there, and the other al-Qaeda fighters holed up in the Tora Bora region are being pounded without mercy by U.S. bombs. 2 days ago, they were the target of a huge 15,000-pound daisy cutter. And Donald Rumsfeld and the Joint Chiefs Chairman, Air Force General Richard Myers, say U.S. forces don't use those big bombs frivolously.
They felt they had good reason to use it in that location.
And let me just add, Mr. Secretary, it was effective. I mean, we've been on the ground. And it had the desired effect.
Which would be what exactly is the desired effect?
The desired effect was to kill al-Qaeda.
U.S. troops on the ground in Tora Bora saw many dead al-Qaeda fighters, Myers and other officials here say. One senior military official says a group of al-Qaeda personnel was at the site where the bomb was dropped. This official says there's no information bin Laden himself was there, but other leaders certainly were present. Local militia commanders say some al-Qaeda fighters are now trying to flee to Pakistan. Such reports make U.S. officials a bit nervous. Rumsfeld today reiterated that the United States wants the al-Qaeda fighters stopped and perhaps even turned over to U.S. forces.
Anyone, Taliban or al-Qaeda, who has information that can add to our knowledge about the terrorist network in Afghanistan or in neighboring countries or anywhere on the face of the earth, we want. We want a chance to talk to them, to interrogate them, to find out what they know, and to learn every single thing we can.
U.S. officials have made clear that senior al-Qaeda leaders, should they fall into U.S. custody, could stand trial in a U.S. military tribunal and face the death penalty. With some European allies about to send peacekeeping troops into Afghanistan, the U.S. plan is controversial. Some European officials have even hinted that their troops could not turn al-Qaeda prisoners over to U.S. custody because the European Union has a prohibition on the death penalty. Rumsfeld said today that troops from those countries, by prior arrangement, are unlikely to get their hands on an al-Qaeda fighter in the first place.
If a country has a sensitivity with respect to the death penalty, that's their privilege. We just don't want it to get in our way with respect to the people who fit in these senior level categories.
President Bush today said the al-Qaeda leadership consists of a few evil men driven by hatred whose existence threatens civilization only because they could gain the means to kill on a scale equal to their hatred. Speaking at the Citadel Military College in South Carolina, Bush said the U.S. war effort in Afghanistan has showed that the United States will defeat the authors of mass murder. He did not say what regime might next face the U.S. military's might. But he may have had Saddam Hussein in Iraq in mind when he said that every nation now knows we will not accept states that harbor, finance, train, or equip the agents of terror.
Those nations that violate this principle will be regarded as hostile regimes. They have been warned. They are being watched. And they will be held to account.
Bush argued that the war in Afghanistan has turned out to be a proving ground for new military tactics and new weapons. The experience, he said, showed how sophisticated intelligence gathering, cooperation with local armies, precision air power, and U.S. special forces can be combined to produce a new military approach that will change the face of battle. And he promised that his administration's approach to the continuing war on terrorism will break clearly with the old ideas of surgical strikes and tit-for-tat retaliation.
Our military has a new and essential mission for states that support terror. It's not enough that the consequences be costly. They must be devastating.
Bush's speech at the Citadel today was the clearest indication yet that he intends for the United States to allow no challenge to its power. America, he said, will lead the world to peace. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.